Morning Watch. Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 10. The Promise, the Prophecy, the Remnant, and the Recovery. Saturday. Related Verses, Ezra 1, 1-3, 5, and 11. Now in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Persia, so that the word of Jehovah by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, Jehovah stirred up the spirit of Cyrus the king of Persia, and he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Thus says Cyrus the king of Persia, All the kingdoms of the earth has Jehovah the God of heaven given to me, and he has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever there is among you of all his people, may his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and let him build the house of Jehovah, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem. Then the heads of the fathers' houses of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levites rose up, even everyone whose spirit God had stirred up to go up to build the house of Jehovah, which is in Jerusalem. There were 5,400 vessels of gold and silver in all. Sheshbazzar brought up all of them with those of the captivity who were brought up from Babylon to Jerusalem. Ezra 7:27-28. Blessed be Jehovah, the God of our fathers, who has put such a thing as this into the king's heart, to beautify the house of Jehovah which is in Jerusalem, and has extended loving kindness to me before the king and his counselors, and before all the mighty officers of the king. And I was strengthened according to the hand of Jehovah my God upon me, and I gathered together out of Israel leading men to go up with me. Nehemiah 2:17. Then I said to them, You see the bad state we are in, that Jerusalem lies in waste, and its gates are burned with fire? Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, so that we will no longer be a reproach. Revelation 21:2-3 and 22. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice out of the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will tabernacle with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. Suggested reading. The captivity of the children of Israel was due to their degradation. Because of their degradation, they were carried away to captivity in Babylon. The church also became degraded and eventually was brought into captivity by Babylon the Great, Christendom, which is a prostitute in the eyes of the holy God. The recovery of the church, therefore, involves a return from the capturing and divisive ground signified by Babylon. Those who went back to Jerusalem from Babylon brought with them all the vessels of the temple of God which had been captured to Babylon. These vessels, which were of silver and gold, signified the experiences of Christ and the riches of Christ. The people of God were scattered, and all the spiritual experiences were carried away. That was a shame to them and to God. Even today, some dear Christians have real experiences of Christ, but they are in Babylon. The experiences are right, but the place is wrong. For the vessels are right, but they are the vessels of the temple of God in the temple of idols. Therefore, all the vessels of silver and gold must be brought back to Jerusalem. The recovery of the church is typified in the Old Testament by the rebuilding of the city of Jerusalem. After the recovery of the building of the temple, there was still the need to build up the city. The temple, the place of the Lord's presence, needed protection. The wall of the city was the defense to the temple. Ephesians 2:19 and 1 Timothy 3:15 speak of the church as the house of God. But in the last two chapters of Revelation, there is a city, and in this city there is no temple. because the city has become the enlargement of the temple. In order to understand the relationship between the house and the city in the New Testament, we need to realize that the church is the enlargement of Christ and the increase of Christ. All the believers are parts of Christ and members of Christ. All these parts put together are the increase of Christ. The church, therefore, is the fullness of Christ, because Christ has been increased and enlarged into so many members. The first step of the enlargement of Christ is the church as the house. The second step of this enlargement is also the church, not as the house, but as the city. Eventually, the whole church becomes the city. Because the temple has become the city, Revelation 21:22 tells us that there is no temple in the city of New Jerusalem. The city is the tabernacle, the dwelling place. Hence, the city is the enlargement of the temple, the development of the house to the uttermost. The building of the house and the city is the center of God's eternal purpose. This building is actually the mingling of God with man. The church, therefore, is the mingling of divinity with humanity. When this mingling is enlarged and consummated to the fullest extent, that is the city. With Christ's second coming, if there is no recovery of the church life, that is, no return of God's people from Babylon the Great to the church life, there will be no way for Christ to carry out his second coming. This is the reason that the Lord, at the end time, is working to have a recovery. I believe that this recovery will be a preparation and a base for Christ's coming again.